WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
New research is raising questions about what exactly has driven a recent increase in carjackings in Chicago. University of Chicago professor Robert Vargas looked at how often police recover carjacked vehicles. He says what he found undercuts the official police narrative that the carjacking surge can mostly be attributed to young people. He spoke with WBEZ's criminal justice reporter Patrick Smith.
What first prompted your interest in the carjacking data here in Chicago?
Well, it was mainly the fact that carjacking was receiving a ton of coverage in the media, and in the neighborhood that I live in the city, neighbors, business owners were talking about it a lot and were deeply concerned. And so when I started paying attention to the media coverage and the police department's description of what was going on, I just saw a complete disconnect with the reality of what the data was showing and what was coming from our city leadership.
So you went searching for more answers about carjacking in Chicago, and in particular in this report you looked at how many of these carjacked vehicles are ever recovered by the police. What did you find?
Well, the data that we received through a Freedom of Information Act request indicate that just under 20% of carjacked vehicles are recovered by the police department. And I think when you look at these numbers, it's hard to line these facts up with the narrative that our city leaders have put out, that the spike is being driven by young people seeking joyrides. Because unless young people are extremely good at hiding cars after having gone for a joyride, it seems like there's some pretty strong economic incentives going on here and things linked to the informal economy. And carjacking makes sense as a potentially lucrative product to steal and then sell in the secondhand market.
I've been at press conferences with Superintendent David Brown in which he talks up the particularly young age of a carjack or something like that.
It's a shame that you'll hold a gun in someone's head just to joyride, but that seems to be what our young people are doing.
Why does the fact that so few carjacked vehicles are recovered by police undercut this idea that it's largely driven by young people, seeking joyrides?
Yeah, so I think the main thing here is that if the vast majority of carjacking incidents are being motivated by economic incentives, then it means that youth programming alone isn't going to be sufficient to address the problem. It means that the problem is being driven by economic need. And when you look at the fact that the carjacking spike occurred just as the pandemic and the economic downturn hit, it makes logical sense that a lot of the carjacking is tied to the increase, the tremendous increase in economic need in Chicago's disadvantaged neighborhoods.
Is there a danger to have our leaders pinning a crime problem on young people and describing the criminal activity as inherently irrational and unpredictable?
I think that there are already so many stereotypes that young kids of color face when they're walking through Chicago neighborhoods. And so to paint an issue like carjacking as like a youth issue, particularly a youth of color issue, I think unnecessarily reinforces stereotypes about these young people. That's not to say that we shouldn't be investing in additional programming, but there's something about scapegoating the youth population that I think probably does more harm than good.
University of Chicago professor Robert Vargas talking with WBEZ's Patrick Smith about Vargas's new study on Chicago carjackings. The Chicago Police Department did not respond to questions for this story. This is WBEZ.